I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Author R. Gregory Noakes has been announced as an Oregon Book Award finalist for his nonfiction work, Breaking Chains, Slavery on Trial in the Oregon Territory. The book looks at the case of Missouri slaves Robin and Polly Holmes brought to Oregon in 1844. Greg Noakes will speak as part of the Writers on the Edge series in Newport on January 18th, before appearances in Lincoln City January 19th, and at Tsunami Books in Eugene February 21st. He joins us at KLCC by phone. Welcome, Greg.
Hi, Eric. Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Talk a little bit about Robin and Polly Holmes, who they were as individuals.
Well, they were lifelong slaves, and they belonged to a Nathaniel Ford, who was a major player in central Missouri. Ford had had as many as 13 slaves and a lot of property, but the economy went into the tank in Missouri, so with a lot of others, he came to Oregon looking for free land, which he indeed found, and he brought six slaves with him. There were five members of the Robin and Polly Holmes family, and then a sixth adult slave named Scott. And so he kept his slaves for almost a decade before he finally freed them, and he didn't free the Holmes children until Robin Holmes, the former slave, brought suit against him.
Must have taken great courage for Robin Holmes at that point to bring suit against him and go through the courts. I don't imagine that they were particularly fair to African Americans in many cases.
No, given the pro-slavery sentiments of so many of Oregon's early leaders, it's really quite astounding. And I'm sorry we don't know more about Robin Holmes, because he was really a heroic figure. He lived in a slave culture, bought and sold at the whim of others, illiterate. Probably knew very little about Oregon law, and yet he was able to get support for his suit against Nathaniel Ford, and he prevailed. And this was the only slavery case adjudicated in Oregon courts.
Anything else about the trial that still feels relevant to us here in the modern day?
You know, we really do need to know our history to know how far we've come and how far we still need to go. But the trial was decisive in turning, in helping to enforce Oregon anti-slavery law. So it was pivotal in that respect, because until then there was this, even though Oregon had this law on its books against slavery, there was a lot of wavering around it. You know, some people kept slaves, not a whole lot by the terms of what was going on in the country, but the fact there were slaves here at all was astounding to me.
And what about this story compelled you to take this on as a book project?
As I said, I had never realized there were slaves in Oregon. So I was chatting with my brother one day about the various subjects, and he said, "Why don't you write about Reuben Shipley?" And I said, "Well, who was Reuben Shipley?" And he said he was a slave brought to Oregon by one of our ancestors from Missouri in 1853. Well, I neither knew that there was any slave history in the family background. I was not happy to learn this, and nor had I known at that point there were ever African-American slaves in Oregon. So that set me off on the story.
Things are always a little bit closer to home than we feel, aren't they?
They are indeed, yes. In fact, one of the outcomes of this book has been to generate conversation and find out from others about slaves that were held in their families or their own knowledge of slaves in the region. And quite a bit more has come out since then.
I was curious as to what kind of responses you had to this book, since it's such a hot-button issue that brings up so many emotions and difficult pieces of history.
Yeah, it's a good time to be having this discussion and really to know about this part of our history, because so many of us now, you know, feel we're sort of, this is the left coast and this is, we all liberal attitudes on all these things. And yet it wasn't so long ago that we were really quite different.
How do you see this all relating to the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we get ready to celebrate his legacy next week?
Well, I think it's just getting to know our history, and Martin Luther King helped to bring things to the fore. I mean, when I grew up in Portland, I'm a native of Oregon, educated here. There was redlining in Portland and sundown laws around the state, and it was very hard for visiting black dignitaries. Duke Ellington was one, I believe, to even find a room in some towns in Oregon when he was performing. Martin Luther King helped to remind us, you know, of how far we've come and how far we still need to go.
May your book be a part of that positive reminder as we all move forward into 2014.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
R. Gregory Noakes, author of Breaking Chains, Slavery on Trial in the Oregon Territory, a finalist for an Oregon Book Award in the General Nonfiction category this year. Greg Noakes will appear in three places in the KLCC listening region in upcoming weeks. First, as part of the Writers on the Edge series, he'll appear at the Newport Visual Arts Center on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 19th, as part of the Legacy Authors series, he'll be at the Driftwood Library in Lincoln City at 3 p.m. And finally, on February 21st, he'll be at Tsunami Books in Eugene. For more information on Greg Noakes and Breaking Chains, gregnoakes.com. Thanks for taking the time today, Greg.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate the interview.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.